brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it's Tuesday, the 20th day of April 2004. Of course, yesterday was the anniversary of the Waco slaughter back in 1993. I guess that's the 11th year anniversary. Today is the 5th anniversary of the government operation known as Columbine. So I'll try to recap what really happened there on the broadcast as well. This is such a big deal that USA Today yesterday, front page, NORAD had drills eerily like September 11th, Pentagon Trade Center among imagined targets. And last night on ABC News, they had some interesting spin, so we'll be going over that here in the transmission. Because they're claiming that this was 5 months before 9/11, another drill. Well, we have the public drill that was on the Pentagon website 2 years before, in November of 2000. We also have the drill on the morning of 9/11, simulating flying hijacked jets into landmarks in D.C. and New York. And USA Today and others are acting like they broke some massive story. In fact, ABC News said that. Why, USA Today broke the article. I don't know about you, but I am sick and tired of these people taking news that we bring forward and then putting their disgusting spin on it and taking credit for it. But by the time they were done with it, it's, oh, this just shows how we need more funding and more of your freedoms, and boy, we screwed up. And then they said, next time we talk about this, the reporter talking to Peter Jennings, we'll get into how there were no fighters in the area, how there were no fighters stationed in the area. That's a total lie. There were no fewer than 8 major military bases with interceptor aircraft with missiles on them within that three-state area, just a few minutes away from D.C. and New York. Just incredible to see the spin machine in high gear, and they're saying, why, Bush's polls are up because of the 9/11 Commission. Who would have thought that would have happened, that the 9/11 Commission turned out promoting Bush and the Patriot Act and Homeland Security? Of course it did. Bush appointed them. He tried to have Henry Kissinger be the head of it. I told you a year ago that it was going to be a giant advertisement for the Patriot Act and the police state, and that's exactly what it was. It's not hard to know what they're going to do, especially when the committee chairman, Keene, said, not going to assess blame, we're going to see what we can do to stop this next time, and I think there needs to be a domestic CIA. So all I did was go after what they said. I mean, it's not very hard to do. So headline out of the New York Post, Bush poll numbers helped by phony 9/11 Commission. President Bush has stretched his lead over his cousin, John Kerry, to 6 points, according to a poll that shows the 9/11 Commission hearings haven't hurt Bush politically. Well, of course not. It's a giant advertisement. Bush leads Kerry 50% to 44% among likely voters, according to CNN Gallup poll. Independent candidate Ralph Nader garnered 4%. A separate ABC Washington Post poll of registered voters handed Bush a 48% to 43% lead over his Democratic rival, with Nader trailing at 6%. ABC reported last month that Kerry led Bush on 8 of the 11 top issues, including Iraq, the economy, taxes, and education. These polls mean nothing. It doesn't matter who gets into office. They're all a bunch of globalist traitors. But we'll go over this. Also, just amazing police state news today. Bush stumping yesterday for the Patriot Act. We'll get into that. Yes, they're going to dump 5 million gallons of denatured nerve gas into the Delaware River and into New Jersey. Hope you enjoy that. Very good for you, of course. So we'll be getting into that report. I mean, this is just, I'm living in a Twilight Zone episode every day. Look, I haven't scratched the surface. Ultra-massive broadcast, wide-open phones, it's all coming up. InfoWars.com, RosenPlanet.com are the websites.
I I'm taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor. I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here, my friends, back 9 to midnight Central with a retransmission from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. Central. 9 hours a day, no matter what schedule you're on, you can always tune in to the broadcast. Okay, let's launch straight into the news. Then we're going to have wide open phones, your chance to respond to the Iraq situation, the economy, the OPEC scam, of course, run by the big banks, jacking up the fuel prices, record profits for the oligopoly oil companies. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231, and we're going to go through your calls quickly. Have your question or comments ready, 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to start the broadcast off with what I got into yesterday, and I mentioned this in the first segment. Remember the USA Today headline? It was different from that was on the online version of USA Today. We have both of those on InfoWars.com. NORAD had drills eerily like September 11th, Pentagon Trade Center among imagined targets. NORAD had drills eerily like September 11th, Pentagon Trade Center among imagined targets. Now, I've probably been on over 100 radio shows where the host has attacked me and says, on your website, you claim the government ran drills of flying planes into buildings. That's a lie. That's not true. I would have heard that on the news. And then the question will now be, well, then why are they now reporting on it if the media is controlled? Well, let's go back in time. Again, 2 years ago, a listener calls in and says, Alex, I work at the Pentagon, and have you looked on the Pentagon website? We had a drill, we've had drills, but one of the big drills that's posted was in November of 2000, and they did simulations of hijacked jets flying into the Pentagon. I said, well, send me the link to that. And he said, okay. And then I got the story, and we posted it, and it got picked up by everybody. And then luckily, Paul Watson had already done a screenshot of the actual Pentagon webpage because it was taken down within 24 hours. Isn't that interesting? I mean, you got a big Pentagon website bragging about this and showing photos of the mock city they built in miniature with the Pentagon on fire, and we have that all posted, and then magically you just decided to take it down. And so we've screamed bloody murder, and we put this report out, and then we had Stanley Hilton on, Bob Doles, former chief of staff, and he talked about on-air and off-air about how he talked to sources, and they had said that inside the Pentagon, inside NORAD, that there was a drill on 9/11, and that's why they stood down. They thought it was just a drill. And then 2 weeks after that interview, after transcripts were made and after we talked about it, suddenly the CIA puts a blurb out on their website and says, oh, guess what, we wanted to tell you, we were running a drill of hijacked jets flying into the World Trade Center and other areas on the East Coast. We thought you'd want to know about this. So we were just running a drill that morning, just total coincidence, 8:30 in the morning. That was damage control, getting out ahead of the story. That way when officers blow the whistle in these civil trials that they were ordered to stand down, well, yeah, it was a drill. We're not hiding this. And it was in the Associated Press. The first AP article said that it was hijacking, so that it was hijacking drills of planes being flown into buildings. The next article was, no. The drill was just of planes accidentally doing. So a lot of disinfo there. And so we've talked about this and gone over this, and it's only one small facet of how the globalists carried out 9/11. You heard the former Deputy Attorney General of Pennsylvania on Friday, the lawyer of Ellen Mariani, Mr. Berg, talking about how all the evidence shows the government had to do this. I mean, you're a conspiracy theorist if you say they didn't. You probably believe a squirrel in your backyard is going to build a rocket and fly it to the moon. I mean, Al-Qaeda can't order NORAD to stand down. Al-Qaeda can't have the FBI pay for the houses and credit cards and cars of the supposed hijackers. Al-Qaeda can't magically put their names on the list and then have nine of them still be alive. Al-Qaeda can't get their people in to be trained at the Pensacola Naval Air Station. Al-Qaeda can't have Condoleezza Rice call Mayor Willie Brown and say, don't fly to New York tomorrow. Al-Qaeda can't call the Joint Chiefs of Staff and say, don't fly to New York tomorrow. Al-Qaeda can't have John Ashcroft stop flying commercially months before. Al-Qaeda can't get 160 the leadership of the Bin Laden family and some top Saudis flown out when all of their ground commercial air traffic and private air traffic is grounded. Al-Qaeda can't fly 8,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda out to safety out of Afghanistan on US C-130s. Al-Qaeda can't call Salman Rushdie and tell him not to fly to New York, which they admit the FAA did for his, quote, safety. Al-Qaeda can't do all of this. Al-Qaeda is CIA, by the way. I have the Senate reports from 99 where they used Al-Qaeda to attack the Serbs. When they fought back, they said, oh, look at the evil Serbs. The globalists went in and salted the earth with depleted uranium and engaged in mass murder that's going on to this day of the Serbs, the Christian minority now in Kosovo. There were more slaughters this week. Just mass slaughters, but you won't hear about that in the news. It'll be in the foreign press. So this is what's happening. And on every issue we've covered on 9/11, it's public, it's documented. We get it from government documents. We get it from their own press releases. This stuff is all out there. It's just the mainstream media doesn't talk about it. So you ask, why are they now talking about it? Why did Peter Jennings do a little report last night about it and how it was all a big accident and no big deal? And then drop the disinfo at the end of it that And, of course, there were no fire stations in the area. That's why they weren't scrambled. That's a total lie. You can verify that it's a lie in 5 minutes from all the news reports and the bases that are around there and the commanders, you know, admitting that the planes were loaded with missiles. So why are they doing this? It's damage control. They have to take every issue we cover, because what was happening is millions of you were going and seeing the CIA and the Pentagon's own admissions of all this. And so they had to put their spin on it. People were finding out this was true. So now they've got to bring it out and give you an excuse of why it happened. But here's the point. Ask ABC News why they're not talking about the CIA running the drill on the morning of 9/11 at 8:30 in the morning. Ask ABC News why Bush was meeting with the head of the Bin Laden family at a Carlyle Group breakfast at the Ritz-Carlton in D.C. Ask ABC News to talk about the top Pakistani general wiring $100,000 to the supposed lead hijacker, Mohammed Atta, who was at the very same time that top general here in the U.S. Met with White House officials 2 days before, met with Tenet 4 days before, on the morning of 9/11, 8:30 in the morning, having breakfast with the House and Senate Intelligence Committee chairman. You know, why isn't all this brought up? No, they don't. They bring it up piecemeal and then try to act like they're giving you some big bombshell and then put their spin on it. And that's all they're doing. Believe me, they don't want to bring this up, but they have to do damage control. We're not conspiracy theorists on this broadcast. And the problem is so many people that are out there fighting the New World Order get into things they can't prove, get into speculation. We got millions of things that are real and documented that can bring down the New World Order. But instead, people like to focus in on what cannot be proven. We don't do that here. We only cover the facts. This is what we do. And last night, I finally watched that entire Brian Lamb hour-and-a-half hit piece that was done on me on C-SPAN last month, as I was getting some clips of it for my TV show to debunk it piece by piece tonight. I've asked Brian Lamb on, I've asked the professor on, no response, over and over again, so I have to respond to them myself. And they get this professor up, and they just go into how I'm a conspiracy theorist. I am a nutty conspiracy theorist because I believe that there's a new world order. I believe the most ridiculous conspiracy of all, that there's a move for a one-world government, that there's a group that wants that. Folks, you can go to any newsstand and get Foreign Affairs, the bi-monthly publication of the CFR, where they say, we will have a world government, global government, you will submit to it. Secretaries of states, governors in there popping off about world government and the Supreme Court under UN control. And I mean, it's like saying Alex Jones is pretty crazy. He watched the president give a speech where he called for world government. Man, this guy's nuts. He quotes the president. Can you believe how crazy he is? He reads Pentagon websites. This guy's out of control. He got the San Francisco Chronicle where Mayor Willie Brown was bragging he got a call from the White House not to fly to New York that day, the night before. Man, he's radical. This guy's really on the edge. He just watches the Supreme Court rule that the UN runs our country and watches the UN signs go up at the parks, and he reads the executive orders, and he goes to the FEMA camps where the troops are publicly training to take our guns and has video of it. Man! So they're the conspiracy theorists. They have no facts. In an hour and a half on that show, 30 minutes before the guest came on, and an hour with the guest, they didn't cover any facts. It was all and people will call in and go, it's stupid black people that believe in the New World Order. I mean, I heard stuff like that, racist stuff. It's liberals. It's a liberal conspiracy believing in this New World Order. We got to get all these liberals. And then Lamb goes, well, wait, Bush did call for a New World Order. Well, that's a different New World Order. See, playing into that dialectic of the fake left-right New World Order choice. So, just watching this. So, instead of talking about all the drills they were doing, the drill they were doing that morning, now when somebody hears about a drill, they go, oh, I heard about that. Yeah. That was on Clinton's watch. Nothing to do with Bush. And ABC News says USA Today broke this story. No, one of our listeners did, and then we pushed it. And then we broke the story about the drills. on 9/11, and then AP stole that. You want to hear it first? This is the transmission. You're there.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melon, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and go to your calls. Then I want to get back in to the 9/11 stand down. Then Bush's poll number supposedly helped by his 9/11 Police State Advertisement Commission. That's what it is, an advertisement promotion arm. Bush says it's vital to make the Patriot Act permanent. That's a shill within a shill. Delaware, New Jersey don't want VX waste, 5 million gallons. And to be dumped into the river. They say it's good for everybody, though. I'm not kidding. This is, I got the mainstream news right here. DuPont may treat nerve gas waste. Groups concerned disposal of deadly VX poses risk to people. Well, they're conspiracy theorists. Just shut up. Bunch of police state news, a bunch of new Iraq developments. But as promised, we're going to a lot of your calls today. Ishmael in Canada, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I've got three questions. My first question is, why don't you run for president?
Because the CIA runs electronic voting machines. There is no more executive election. I couldn't raise $200 million. I don't want to be president. The whole thing's a fraud. The power's at the local level. And the sooner we figure that out, the sooner we'll get our countries back.
Excellent. Now, the second one is in regards to the Marines and the soldiers in Iraq. I recall a news story where the General Mark Kimmett collapsed on... Well, he didn't collapse. He fainted. His head dropped onto the microphone. And I was wondering if they're feeding them drugs to keep them up and peppy, because I always wonder why they just don't all come home.
Well, they admit that at least in Afghanistan, they tested new types of speed. They tested aggression drugs. And then they would give them amnesiacs afterwards. And we've talked to a lot of troops. They are getting them addicted to drugs. That'll make them good clients for Big Pharma when they get back, but more importantly, for the street narcotics our government deals. Vietnam was a lot about that, creating a market of junkies.
Crazy stuff.
Okay, thanks for the call, Ishmael. Good questions. Alan in Maryland, go ahead.
Hey, how are you, Alex?
Good, sir.
Just a couple comments. I live in Maryland, and I have to do a morning commute to D.C., and I go through Clinton, Maryland, which houses Andrews Air Force Base. Andrews Air Force Base is approximately 16 miles away from Washington, D.C., and driving, it takes about 25 minutes for me, but I know that they have primary responsibility for protecting the Pentagon. And why no?
Now, they say once they launch, it takes them 3 minutes to get over the Pentagon.
Right. Why there were no planes deployed from Andrews is amazing.
By the way, there's hundreds of fighter aircraft at that base.
Absolutely.
But according to ABC News last night, there were no fighters anywhere. It just that they didn't have any at the bases. So just ignore their conspiracy theory that's a total fraud and just accept it, okay?
Yeah, it is totally amazing. And to think people have never had an outcry about that when it's, again, it's right there. And they perform like aerial shows all the time showing how great they are, yet that they...
Hey, let me tell you something. Go to the middle of the country. No, go to Utah. Go to Wyoming, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Take off with a Cessna. I'm not saying do this, but if you did, fly into restricted airspace for 2 minutes. They'll be screaming at you. Within five, if you don't respond, F-16s will be coming with missiles, and with a national average of 15 minutes, you'll be surrounded by F-16s about to shoot you down.
Well, that was my follow-up question. I heard that there was a Cessna that went off course and went on to Crawford, Texas, and they were forced down by F-16s.
Well, but you know, just ignore that. Please, sir, you're thinking, okay? Okay? When a president announces a new world order, we talk about it. When they openly say they want world government, we're kooks. When they say it in their own publications, thanks for the call. You see, you've got to learn how this works. Bob in Texas. Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Howdy. I'm surprised you haven't heard about the Let's Roll 9/11 and the videotape that shows the pod underneath the wing of the 767.
I published a book, 8 months ago called Order Out of Chaos that has a whole chapter with that in it, and we posted it on the website about, I want to say a year and a half. No, it's over 2 years ago.
Well, I guess they're just catching on to it. But this website is showing it, and it's being hit by all your three-letter agencies of the government, and it's getting global attention now. And people,
you know, that's
really
a good promotion. I want to do that. We don't even spend time looking at our data of who hits the site, but years ago we were getting thousands of government hits just by the military a day. Now it's millions a month by different governments around the world, and literally millions. Paul Watson, I know you're busy, but get your missile pod story from a couple of years ago. Please repost that and also put any updates on it. But yes, sir, we've been on that. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's now just sweeping the net, looks like it's going to be a big thing here. Of course, you were right on top of it, but it just seems like it's making its next go around again.
Yes, the video of the missile pod firing missiles. It's no big deal. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. We're now 33 minutes and 20 seconds into the first hour of Global Transmission. We're taking your calls. We also have a guest coming up to talk about the implosion that's going on in Iraq right now, and the globalists own documents admitting it's happening. But again, this is all part of a larger plan. And I'm not trying to brag here when I say we broke the news about the drill 2 years before 9/11 of flying hijacked jets in the Pentagon and World Trade Center. We broke the story about the missile pod. We broke the story about this, about that. But the facts are, you know, it felt good last night as I finally watched all of the hour and a half of Brian Lamb attacking me with his professor on C-SPAN. Because he even, you know, got into what I was saying and what I was doing before the guest even got on, saying, you know, he was listening to the radio show. But these two women called in, two separate, you know, calls, and they were saying, Alex Jones works tirelessly. He researches. He documents what he says, you know. And you know, he works tirelessly. And there I was at 2 a.m., having about 5 hours sleep the night before. There I was, you know, analyzing, getting these clips to debunk their attack on me tonight on my TV show. And I thought, you know what? That's why we are successful. We are tirelessly working. And so I just called Paul Watson during the break, and I said, that article you posted, I know it's over a year ago. It's in the book, Order Out of Chaos. the jet, the missile pod. Military people have looked at the supposed passenger plane that hit the second tower. And it's not even the same model of plane. You see, there wasn't supposed to be video of this until 6 months after 9/11. The French released their video. They were there interviewing the firefighters. They also video the firefighters going, man, you see the bombs going off? Boom, boom, boom. And so Paul's going to grab his original story he put up over a year ago. He's going to get the section out of the book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order, where he talked about it. We're going to post that, and we're going to just put the images up there in a new expanded article, not just the original article or the book. And then I hope people will visit Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It'll be on PrisonPlanet.com in the next few hours, and then it'll be posted with the next update on Infowars.com. And so please, if you want the full story, please visit the websites and get it for yourself. If you want to find out just how serious all this is, if you want to know the reality of what happened on 9/11, because if we don't expose who's behind 9/11, the globalists are going to continue to carry out terror to get control and power out of it, to deconstruct America, to kill this country's heart and soul, that is our liberties and freedoms. You need to stop procrastinating and to join us in the fight. And how do you do that? Email your friends, your family, your neighbors. Tell them to listen to the broadcast, whether it's on a local AM or FM station or global shortwave or the internet at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. We can push this thing over the edge. I'm only one soldier in this fight, but together we can do so much. We have the facts. We have them caught. They're losing their credibility. When national figures on talk radio and C-SPAN say that the most wild conspiracy theory of all is that there's a new world order plan for world government, and that we're just nuts because we say that, I literally have, I guarantee you, I mean, I've got a storage building full of news articles. I've got a garage full of news articles. The studio I'm sitting in has 2 or 3 months of articles, and I'm not kidding, it's 2 stacks. One of them's 4 feet tall, another one's about 2 feet tall, and my desk is stacked with I have thousands of documents and articles, official government statements for world government, official government statements of making you take a microchip to own a gun, official government statements of brainwashing your children, just goes on and on, of official government documents where they're calling for world government. And then they say there isn't a world government? All we got to do is point out how they're a pack of liars. They have no credibility. Help me expose them. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Get 9/11 The Road to Tyranny. Get the Masters of Terror. Get the videos. Buy a second VCR. Buy a bunch of blank tapes. Start making a copy every night when you go to sleep. Give a copy to somebody every day. In 100 days, you would have given out 100 videos at a cost of about $150. $50 for the VCR, $100 for the tapes. Make the copies, get them out to people. If you do that, nothing can stop us. They'll probably go ahead and nuke a city or nerve gas a bunch of people and declare martial law, but they were going to do that anyway, so we might as well have an informed population when they do it. And yes, they're going to do it. I don't like to scare you, but they're going to do it. They're going to do it regardless of what we do. All we can do is expose these people now, so when they give the orders, the police and military don't follow them. And then the New World Order is going to fall apart, and these people are going to get arrested and go to prison. But what does a criminal do when they're cornered? There is a slight chance if we really expose them that internally they'll back off and just try to do damage control, and then they won't be brought to justice, but their program will stall. And that's the most desirable thing, frankly. I don't want a bunch of deaths to take place at the hands of the globalists just to, in the end game, finally defeat them. But they may engage in a desperate move. I wish they weren't on such power trips up there in their ivory towers with all these yes men around them. But I know they're in fear right now because their own psychological warfare centers, you know them as think tanks, are telling them that they're in deep trouble. We're all in deep trouble. New World Order, stop it. You're endangering the whole planet, you psychopaths. You've handed out nuclear weapons like hotcakes to people. You're engaging in all this bizarre genetic engineering that's deadly dangerous, spreading all over the place into the biosphere. I mean, you people are just insane. You're putting mercury in the vaccines and don't care. You're letting the troops breathe depleted uranium. Why do the police and military go along with this? What is wrong with you? I'm begging you, listen to me. We've got criminally insane people on power trips in control. And that's the norm throughout history. Nero would strangle people every morning for his enjoyment. He burned Rome just to go after his enemies. He had his own mother killed. Before him, Caligula kicked the Senate out, made his horse the head of the Senate, and would have his magicians read the dung of the horse daily for his decisions. And I hate to talk like that. That's history. The Aztecs flipped out and were killing people in mass and on demonic power trips. Hitler, Stalin, Mao. This is what governments do. This is what somebody does when they got all the power. Nobody says no to them. They were sociopathic to begin with to get in the position of power because it's the social Darwinism that they believe in, that they're ruthless and cunning. That's why they got the power. And now they get into total power and they go completely nuts and destroy themselves in the process of squashing millions of us. This giant statue, the Colossal of Rhodes, is about to fall over on us. These idiots. Heaven help us. I don't mean to go off into an intense rant. I just, the enormity of what's happening. The toll-free number to join us. Oh, the phones are loaded. Why give the number out? If you want to get my videos, I've made 10 of them. They're $25.95 a piece, all over 2 hours, professionally produced. $20 when you order three or more. Stop procrastinating. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or prisonplanet.com or infowars.com. Again, 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Call, get the video, start spreading the word. I just look at my family and how much I love them, and I just look at how evil the globalists are, and I love decency, I love goodness, I love sweetness, I love tenderness. I love the beautiful night sky, I love the pretty trees, I love the flowers, I love the fresh fields of winter wheat growing. I just love goodness, and I am so threatened by the growing evil. This paradigm, this structure, this signature of expanding self-destructiveness that's coming against us. We're already in the storm, folks. We're in the eye of the storm. And it's just so wicked what's happening. It's unfathomable. And I'm begging you to let your goodness and your decency come forth and shine forth and defeat the New World Order with God's help. Ask God to use you as a vessel in against this psychopathic juggernaut. And I want to speak to the police and military. Get past your programming. Deep in your guts, you know what I'm telling you is true. You know it right now. You feel it in your bones, your spine, your soul, your heart, your mind, your core. You know it's true. You know I've laid it out before. You know it's all started to happen. You know the program. You know the plan. You're smart enough. Stand up. Be guardians of decency and honor and family. Don't let this evil have its will with us. Don't let it happen. All right, let's go to call. Steve in Florida. Steve, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. I want to, first of all, thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for answering my prayers and sending his angels constantly to protect you. Secondly, I want to announce that the IRS here in Pensacola, Florida, last week on the 14th of April, raided Dr. Kent Hovind's Creation Science Ministry, which is a church right here in Pensacola, with the help of 10 off-duty Escambia County deputy sheriffs.
I'm well aware of the fine work of that church.
Yes.
And again, just more and more Baptist Christian ministries being attacked right out in the open. This is our freedom.
Yes, his website is drdino.com. That's D-R-D-I-N-O. .com, and people should, if they wish, click on Creation Science Hour, or they can call 1-877-479-3466 to offer any prayer or financial aid. He's going to be suing the IRS, and he has a big battle with the Lord's help in front of him.
Isn't that just classic? You have a ministry, and this happens all the time now.
Yes.
Fighting the New World Order, exposing evil, and they get a police raid just like China.
Yes, he has a creation science tape series. I've bought them over the years, and tape number 5 explains everything that you talk about, the New World Order, the bombing of the Mirror Building in Oklahoma City, many other things, the microchips, it's all full of it. He's doing many of the same job work for the Lord that you're doing.
By the way, Steve, that's another example of all of this. You know, we had the federal documents for the plan to put microchips in the public years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We were kooks. Now it's admitted that I have another article. They're moving to make police take it now. They announced it a week ago. We announced it years ago. Now they're moving to start to make them to do it. And I've been on talk shows, and they still call me a kook now because I'm against putting chips in people.
I just spoke to Jack McGlam a week or two ago, and he has the same concerns. And these police are going to have to face the fact that they're either going to take a chip in their hand, their firing hand, or they're going to have to say no and realize that when they do take a chip, they better read Revelation chapter 13.
What would you like to say to the police and military listening? I mean, what would you like to say to them, Steve? Because I... Go ahead.
I served in the military from Vietnam through the Gulf War and then in Somalia and a lot of other stuff in between. I know we melted civilians in 1989 in Operation Just Cause in Panama. I know we did a lot of stuff. And I had to repent for many things I did in the military. And thank God Jesus Christ came, died on the cross for my sins and all of our sins, if we'll just repent and ask forgiveness. I repented. I know the evil is being done under the auspices of the military and the police, because many of them are good men. They're just trying to earn their living, earn their pension. They don't know they're being used, and I would encourage each one of you, if you're not saved, number one, to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, repent, and look at what you're doing. Start thinking of what you're doing, because there's coming a time when your conscience will be killing you if it's not now. You are being used. I know that now because I did a career. I served many years with SEAL teams and did a lot of things that I've had to repent for.
Well, Jesse Ventura went on last year, Jay Leno, and said, it's all a bunch of bull. We were lied to about 9/11. It's all a fraud, and I killed a lot of people who were innocent, and I was wrong, and I was used.
Yes, that's a fact. I cannot articulate it any better than you do. I'm in my 50s now. I just thank God for my salvation, and I would say to police and military to contact you at InfoWars.com or Jack McGlam at Police and Military Against New World Order.com and wake up. And the website for, again, Dr. Kent Hovind, drdino.com, drdino.com.
And we'll get him on, but let me just add this.
Yes.
Let me just add to all of this what we've said here. They know you mean well. That's why they always try to hurt you during your service. They always give you deadly vaccines, depleted uranium. All of this, they hate your guts. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Marcos in New Mexico. Marcos, go ahead.
First of all, I'd like to just say thank you, Alex, for being one of the only voices in the wilderness for the people that want to know out there about the truth. I know it's kind of discouraging. I can sometimes hear it in your voice. I've got 2 small kids right here myself, Alex. I worry about this country, but I just know in the end we will win. But I just thank the Lord that we have people like you that are telling the truth. And I ask everyone out there to support Alex, buy his books, his videos. I mean, this is just not like Cry for Alex Day or anything like that, but the time is near. The things are going down. This Hegelian dialectic that they have going between Kerry and Bush, it's skull and bones. They're controlling everything. Just thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Good to hear from you. I appreciate that, Marcus. I understand your concern. Believe me, it strikes me to the core every minute. I mean, they say the beginning of knowledge is the beginning of sorrows, and it is a cold pain to see these psychopathic killers on TV. To know they're wicked, to know they're murdering criminals, and to watch them getting away with it, it just disgusts me. Oh. Bob in Colorado. Bob, go ahead.
Alex, thanks for taking my call. I don't know, whether to tell you that you've got too much passion or maybe you need to slow down because I don't want you to, I don't want to lose you. But I'd be, you know, this is kind of off topic here because of the fact that yesterday the Israelis let out of prison the guy who had divulged all the nuclear secrets.
Yeah, the 400 nuclear weapons.
And I heard something on BBC that just, like, astounded me. It was the fact that Kennedy, now, like I say, this is off topic, President Kennedy had pushed for the Atomic Energy Commission to monitor the fact that they had weapons or didn't have weapons, and this was only 2 months before he was killed, at the fact that he had reached the point where the Israelis were stroking us on the inspections. I don't know. Do you know anything? Have you ever followed up or heard anything about this?
Yeah, look, Kennedy made everybody mad. Kennedy was a hawk, cut taxes about 50%, did all this good stuff. He was pro-military, looked good. And then when they came to him with Plan Northwoods, they thought he was one of them and said, let's hijack jets, by remote control, kill Americans, bomb D.C. He said, that's it. I'm abolishing the CIA, abolishing the Federal Reserve. I'm going to stop, you know, giving nukes to Israel. And a few months later, they blew his head off.
And I always wondered about this one because of the fact that that brought up something the Mossad might have been involved, which is never, ever, ever.
No, from the research, they used just good old boy hit teams. They used good old boy hit teams. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I can't back down. I set my sails a long time ago, pointed my ship towards the truth and towards fighting evil. And I know we can defeat the New World Order if we simply take action. And it's such an illusion the globalists give us that you know, fighting them is bad and dangerous and you can't win and there's nothing you can do. That's propaganda. There are millions of people now fighting, tens of thousands prominently. The only reason I'm still alive is because God wants me to be alive and because so many people have stood up and are fighting and the truth's out. All the globalists can try to do is spin it to their aims. But I've counted the cost, and it's a good price to pay if the globalists ever kill me for my family. I can't deliver my family into the hands of the New World Order. And I love life. But I cannot commit my community, my country, into the hands of a bunch of psychopathic criminals, a bunch of degenerate sadists, sadistic demons. It's real simple. Again, you see four thugs beating and raping a woman in the street. I will instantly go and fight them. I don't care if they've got weapons and I don't. It's not even a question. And I'm not saying I have courage. That's my instinct. That's my programming. That's who I am. That's what I'll always be. It's like the firefighters who run in the burning building. This is what it is to be a protector, to be a defender. And a lot of us have forgotten that. Most men have forgotten that. That's what it is to be a man. It is not a question of courage. It is a question of duty. And if you don't have your head screwed on and you're a fearful person, it's time to break your conditioning. It's time to stand against the New World Order. Commit yourself, and you'll truly be alive. Instead of living this half-living, living death that most of the couch potatoes are in, who never really get on the field, who will never really affect change, who don't count in the equation of life, who are just mindless cogs. Stop it! Be a free human being! John, where are you calling us from?
Hi, Alex. I'm calling from Houston.
Good to talk to you, John.
No, I have an old book called None Dare Call Treason, written in 1964 by John Stormer. And everything that's going on today is in that book. I mean, the GATT Treaty, the NAFTA Treaty, the open borders, the call for merging the United States and the Soviet Union and the Western Europe together. It's all in here. And I show this to people, and then I take the, it's got the New World Order written right in here, and I show this to people. I show all the newspaper clippings I clipped out of the Chronicle for the last year with a New World Order, and I said, look at this, 1964. I said, here's the within a year, the New World Order. I said, when are you people going to wake up? I said, go look at the Target and Walmart. And I said, where's all that stuff coming from? It's coming from Red China. I said, the worst mass murderers in the history of the planet. And that you guys sit there and you just sit down and you just take it, you know? It just ticked
me
off.
Well, according to Brian Lamb and people, the New World Order doesn't exist and there's no plan for world government, even though it's in 1,000 public documents.
I mean, you can go back, and there's books been written. There's people back in the 50s trying to warn us.
There were people in the 1790s. It's the battle plan. It's the song. Everybody wants to rule the world. Well, no, the globalists do, and they've had a plan, and it's hereditary, and they're carrying it out, and it's public. You can watch C-SPAN and watch the CFR talk about world government and taking all our rights and the New World Order, and then the next C-SPAN show says it doesn't exist. You're crazy if you say it does.
I also have a copy of the communist goals for the takeover of the United States that was captured during the Korean War by Army intelligence.
Yeah, and that was read out in Congress, and everything in there is being carried out.
I show it to people, and I said, and they look at it and say, this is all going on right now. I said, you're damn right. But it is going on right now.
I hear you, and I appreciate the call. But again, the label communism is meant to confuse you like conservative liberal. It's command and control, fascism, communism, socialism. Crony capitalism. It's not free market. Look, boil it down to organized crime syndicates that are very sophisticated and have top propagandists and psychiatrists working for them. There was an article yesterday on Drudge, Associated Press, where the campaign people are testing brain scanners on the response of the video.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again,
we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.